This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, TMB, you have gotten even more awesome. You and your wife, even more awesome. How would it be possible that you and Charlene become more awesome? Well, you get attacked by the NBC Today show. Your street cred just went even higher. I didn't even know that was possible. How are you guys doing? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, we're doing well. I didn't even know it actually happened. I think it was last Friday that the Today Show ran, and we started getting texts and emails from people saying, hey, we're praying for you, hope all is right, hope you're okay, and all this stuff. I was like, well, that's really nice. There are a lot of people are wishing us well all on the same day. That's pretty cool. And then I realized that it wasn't just the Today Show. There was an article on CBS.com, too, the NBC's Today Show, but on CBS.com, that they mentioned us by name and the truth about vaccines on that one, too. So it was literally within one day, we were on the Today Show television show and on CBS.com's article about, you know, being part of the dangerous problem of this vaccine refusal movement. And you know, it wasn't just us. It was Vax, they mentioned, and the National Vaccine Information Center. And I can't remember. There was a couple of other big groups that they referenced. So it wasn't just us, but
yeah,
man, I think that does kind of lend your street cred when you get a mention on that, because people realize, you know, they're not going to mention you if you're not a threat to the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah. Well, you know, we went up, I don't know how many years ago it was, to New York City together, and we were on Carol Alt's show, A Healthy You and Carol Alt, and you know, in this environment since that time, we wouldn't even be allowed near the studio, much less the building, the way that things have changed so much. Carol did a lot of work for a couple of years on there until they did, in fact, an interview with me about vaccines, and then she got canceled. They never aired the interview, but she's still doing good work out there. We love Carol. But what it was that they said, I don't know. Let me go back. Super Don's got a clip. It's just about a 15-second clip of what they were talking about. Maybe they even used you and Charlene's voice in this clip on the NBC Today show to criticize, to go after, to attack our buddy, our friend, Ty Bollinger, and his wife. Let's give a listen.
Health experts say it's no laughing matter. So-called anti-vaxxers have blanketed social media with misinformation campaigns and hundreds of anti-vaccine websites, all designed to scare families.
The only science that's settled is that vaccines harm.
Hey, there you go. That was Ty Bollinger on NBC's Today Show. Who knew? The only science that's settled. That's great, because there's plenty of peer-reviewed literature that acknowledges that vaccines harm. There are inserts in vaccines that acknowledge vaccines harm. And if I were to say, and I often do, that there are no peer-reviewed studies that include an inert placebo, double-blind placebo-controlled inert placebo, to determine the safety of any vaccine or any group of vaccines, I would be telling the truth. I would be relaying a fact. And that mere relaying of that fact, Ty Bollinger, they would call me an anti-vaxxer and worse.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, and that they did a real quick snippet of us doing our Global Health News episode. So they did not ask us for comment, nor did they get permission to use it, but that doesn't really matter when you're NBC. But what we were doing was we were covering the vaccine trust and the fact that we've had, you know, $4 billion paid out over the last 30 years to families of people that were damaged by vaccines. All I was saying was that the vaccines clearly harm because we've had $4 billion that have been paid out to because of the harm that they caused. That was why the money was paid out, is because they do harm. You know, we've also had a Supreme Court decision in 2011, Ruzewicz versus Wyeth. The Supreme Court did not declare in that court decision, by the way, that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. That it's often referenced that they declared that at that point. They were referencing a point of law that was already settled, and that was from the 1986 Vaccine Act, in which Congress said vaccines are unavoidably unsafe and they do cause harm. So that was, there's a Supreme Court case that referenced the Congressional Committee in 1986 when the vaccine court was implemented that said that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe and they do cause harm. So it's not a stretch of the imagination for us to say the only science that's settled is that vaccines cause harm.
That's been proven.
$4 billion has been paid out. It's been proven. Congress said that.
Why don't they call Congress a bunch of anti-vaxxers, huh?
Well, you know, it's the same reason that they don't call the Senate a bunch of cancer conspiracy kooks when they read the Fitzgerald Report of 1953, when the Senate concluded there was a conspiracy to suppress national cancer treatment. You know, a lot of what's going on is really nothing more than a dog and pony show. And that's what they did with us, and that's what they did with a lot of these groups. Made us look out to be crazy. But the thing about that article or that Today Show that really made my teeth itch was not necessarily that first part. There was a lot of inaccuracies, and you know, they talked about the outbreak of the measles. You know, this latest outbreak, and goodness gracious, you'd think that there was thousands of people with the measles and hundreds of deaths. But according to the CDC, the first 2 months of this year, there was only 206 cases of measles across the whole nation, which was considered to be several outbreaks, because according to CDC, if you have over three in a given location, it's an outbreak. So, you know, they scare people by playing with the definition of these terms, because no one in their right mind would think 206 cases in 20 states would be considered to be an outbreak. But it is.
It's crazy that they're blaming those of us who ask questions and state facts about vaccines as we're the fault of it, any more than it's any more valid for them to say, hey, it's all Andrew Wakefield's fault. They always come back to that. And we reported last week on an independent analysis of the vaccine uptake rates after the 98 publication of Wakefield's study, which, again, never claimed that vaccines or the MMR caused autism, but raised some questions that needed to be looked into, and then it was withdrawn. But it did not result, at least in the United States, North America, in any reduction, any measurable reduction of uptake of vaccines in general or MMR specifically. So the lies are piled on lies and piled on lies, and they just keep, you know, saying that Wakefield's responsible for it all. And he's a great guy, a man of great integrity and compassion.
Yeah, and he is. And you know, the reality is if they gave both sides of the coin, it wouldn't have been such a farce of a news program, but they didn't. They had nobody that was pro-vaccine awareness. They had nobody, I'm not even calling it anti-vax, because most anti-vaxxers aren't necessarily anti-vax. They just want more studies. They want more freedom to choose which vaccines they might or might not take or their kids, but they didn't have anybody on that side of the fence that was on the program. And they didn't share the fact that since the year 2000, the last 19 years, only 11 people in the United States have died for measles. That's like half a person per year. Now, if you're one of those families, I'm not making light of that. Any death is too many, and I feel bad for the 11 families that have lost a loved one due to measles. But if you have a scorpion sting, then for measles, you're 200 times more likely to die from being struck by lightning. So let's put this into perspective before we scare people and let them know that these measles vaccines, the MMR vaccine, does have known side effects.
And let them know that the pharmaceutical church and their minions called doctors, in their attempts, and I'll call them sincere attempts to help people that are suffering with ailments, diseases, infections, including measles, very often their treatments of suppression are bringing on the deaths that occur. Now, some of them are immunocompromised to begin with or have other complications because, you know, that's just the nature of people that die of flu don't die of flu. They die of complications of flu. Why? Because they've got organ systems that are not functioning well. Why? I would argue because of the treatments of suppression that modern medicine throws at you. Antibiotics against viruses? That's nonsense. They do it every day. How about aspirin, ibuprofen, NSAIDs, and steroids? These things are immunosuppressive. They damage the liver. The liver is the key for detoxification. Again, all of these things are what we call allopathically induced or iatrogenic. Now, that part of the discussion is not being had. It's only about you either love and accept all vaccines, or if you question even a little bit of one of them, you're an anti-vaxxer. We can't have the discussion, and we now need to censor it. They're pulling books off of Amazon. They're not allowing them to stream the videos like Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe. And so today, I said this for our YouTube crowd. I want to say it for our radio audience as well, TMB. On my Twitter feed, I saw that Donald Trump grounded the 737 MAX planes. And I thought, okay, this is interesting. Out of an abundance of caution, real Donald Trump on Twitter grounds these planes. And I asked the question, why not do the same with vaccines until proper inert placebo-controlled studies are conducted to determine safety? And I thought, well, that's a reasonable question. And I know that it's not likely to happen, but if we do things out of an abundance of caution, where's the abundance of caution when it comes to our kids being injected with substances that have not truly been tested in inert placebo-controlled studies for safety?
Yeah, there's really no caution because it's a religion. And, I know we're coming up on a break, so after we come back, I want to discuss some of the things that Dr. Torres said on that NBC show, because it was pretty nutty a couple of times when they had one of the NBC announcers asked him, if vaccines work, why do you have to worry about people not being vaccinated? Which is a great question. And, we don't have time to go into the answer right now, but when we come back after the break, I want to talk about that.
Okay, yeah, we'll get into that. Again, today, the NBC Today Show went on an all-out assault of anybody who questions vaccines. They took a snippet out of The Truth About Vaccines with Ty and Charlene Bollinger, and you heard a little clip of that. And, of course, where's the other side presented? Not being presented at all. And, of course, as with Hotez and others, they don't want to debate and discuss the issue. They don't want to engage intellectually because they lose, and they know they lose. And they're left with what? Yelling and screaming, ad hominem attacks, and then what? Calls for censorship! And, of course, when you have no argument, you don't want anybody to say anything that is in opposition to you because you have nothing to back it up. Calls for censorship are from weaklings, and the vaccine paradigm is rapidly weakening. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
By the way, if you want to promote, like, these open discussions, like Joe Rogan seems to be a stand-up guy regarding that. I know everybody's saying, hey, get Sherry Tenpenny on, get Tony Bark on, get Del Bigtree on. Hey, get Ty Bollinger on. And if you feel like it, send them my information. I'll go on Rogan's show. I don't mind. We like to talk about this stuff, give a different perspective here. Unlike NBC and the mainstream, lamestream, pharmaceutically conflicted media mafia, putting a pro-vaccine message out without any concern for safety, none whatsoever, and it one-sided would be an understatement, and they're calling for censorship. But they attacked my friends, including Ty and Charlene. And what was it this Dr. Torres was saying on that Today Show presentation?
Well, a couple things. Number one, they said, you know, one of the ladies, which I really appreciated her saying this, she said, if vaccines are effective, then why do you care if somebody else gets vaccinated, was the essence of it. You know, shouldn't your kid be protected? He basically said that vaccines don't really protect that well. He said, you know, we're happy if we can get 70% protection from a vaccine. So I was kind of shocked because he basically said they're not really all that effective. So we got to get everybody vaccinated to achieve, you know, that mythical herd immunity number of 95%. But that was the first thing he said that was interesting.
Well, but it's like, also, Ty, it's like this. Say, our product sucks, doesn't work, but if we can get everybody to use it, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, kind of that way. It's, you know, our antiperspirant doesn't work that well. The deodorant doesn't work well. So you're still going to stink a little bit, but if everybody in the world will use it, they'll all just stink a little bit.
Well said, well said. What else did Torres say?
Well, Torres also then repeated, because they asked, well, what about the parents that are afraid of my kid getting autism? And is there an autism link? And so, again, he said, you know, numerous studies have proven that vaccines and autism, there's no link, right? That's, you hear that all the time. Numerous studies have proven. So in the article rebuttal that we released today, I went and I tried to find the numerous studies, and there's a few studies on the CDC's website,
mm-hmm.
and one of them that they reference is known as the Madsen study. I'll call it the Thorson study because Powell Thorson was one of the authors on the study, and
he's wanted by Interpol, by the way.
He's wanted by Interpol and the Office of the Inspector General of the United States on their most wanted list for committing scientific fraud and milking, I think, $14 million out of the CDC funds and not disclosing things they should have on studies and falsifying research and falsifying reports. And the list is really endless, but that's one of the studies that's still referenced on the CDC's website. It's one that he was one of the co-authors for, and it was the Danish study. It was in Denmark, but what happened during that study is they removed thimerosal, and then they showed that after they removed thimerosal, the rates of autism went down. And so they're like, well, clearly there's no link between autism and thimerosal because the rates...
No, I think it went up. They claimed it went up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm backwards.
Yeah.
The rates of autism went up after they removed thimerosal. Well, what they didn't disclose in that study, and there was a lot of things they didn't disclose, including six different conflicts of interest financially with the co-authors, but what they didn't disclose is that in Denmark at that time, they changed the definition of autism, much like they did with the CDC and polio back in the 50s, to where it was much easier to qualify as autism. So by definition, the rates are going to go up.
And yeah, they broadened the definition,
They broadened the definition, but not only that, before you had to have the autism diagnosed in a hospital, and then during that time, they said that, these practitioners that work in these outpatient centers and these clinics can also diagnose autism, don't even have to be a medical doctor. So then, of course, the rates of autism are going to go up at that point, too. So those two things in and of itself would have caused the rates of autism to increase drastically. Had nothing to do with thimerosal being removed, but that was not disclosed in the study either. So it was a completely illegitimate study, but CDC still references that on their website.
Well, the use of force and fraud... exclusive domain of the federal government, sometimes state governments as well. That's why our founding fathers said limit government's activities and actions because they will mess you up. They will take away your life, liberty, and property if they can, and they are doing it on the vaccine schedule. By the way, there was a recent study, and we're going to cover this maybe later, but I've got our friend Professor Brian Hooker scheduled for Friday to talk about his latest debunking of the claim that getting the MMR shot reduces autism. I'm not kidding. They're making this claim. We're going to talk about that scam study, too.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Well, we got to take a break. Ty Bollinger's on. We're going outside the box. We've got links, including to the article that was a rebuttal to that attack on him and his wife and others on the vaccine issue. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is issuing an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets in the United States.
Pilots have been notified. Airlines have been all notified. Airlines are
agreeing with this. The safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern.
Dozens are facing charges in a massive college admissions bribery case. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says she's working with the Department of Justice on this case.
We are still researching and looking into how the department might interface with this. Obviously, this is a Department of Justice operation, but we are looking very closely at it, and we'll see if any of the regulations that we are responsible for have been broken.
Stocks are hitting new highs for 2019. Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow rose 148 points to close at 25,702. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, in the era of censorship, we are going to cover another story that is, you know, just outrageous. You go back 50, 100 years, you go, you know, one day the government, the United States, yeah, the free country, you know, the ones that love freedom, right? One day the government's going to basically tell parents that they don't own or control their kids. The government says what they have to do, even if your religious beliefs are in opposition to it. For instance, the injection of aborted fetal cells, right? Animal line of DNA and RNA, which, you know, are in vaccines. And we've heard the District of Criminals, D.C., have said they want to, I don't know if this is passed, Superdon, confirm it if they have. If you're 12 years of age, you're old enough to basically disobey your parents, go to the doctor, and get a vaccine. In New York State now, they're proposing that if you're, I think, 14 years of age, you could go to the doctor in violation of your parents and get a vaccine. What is going on here? TMB? Man, have we just totally lost it as a nation?
Well, we kind of have totally lost it as a nation, but, you know, unfortunately, they're using some of these kids as, you know, poster children for the vaccination movement, and the kids don't know any better, you know? They're being manipulated, and it's really, like I said before, in Congress, it's just like a dog and pony show. They have an agenda. They're trying to accomplish that agenda, and the kids are being used as pawns in that agenda, and it's pretty sad.
Yeah. Now, if they're not allowed to enter into a contract under the age of 18, how is it that they're able to go, doctor, yeah, give me that shot? And, of course, we know the doctor's not going to give you or that teenager fully informed consent. They don't tell you about the inserts. They don't tell you about potential adverse events, including death. So how do they think a 14-year-old or, in D.C., a 12-year-old could actually understand what they're getting themselves into potentially?
Well, you can't. It's legally, a 12-year-old can't give consent. So it's a bit of a legal paradox for them. I'm sure they'll find a way around it because they've bought all of the politicians or most of the politicians, and they own Congress. So they'll figure out a way. But a 12-year-old cannot give consent until they reach the age of majority. So without consent, then by definition, that's a forced experiment. And then we get into the Nuremberg Code, which it then violates. But that's too logical. That's too much of a logical thought process. I'm sure it'll never get that far.
Well, yeah, I mean, but the thing is that we bring this up, and we bring it up all of the time. And, you know, again, arguing for safer cars does not make you anti-car, right? I mean, it's just so absurd. Why is it that anybody who, in fact, everybody just about in America, that is speaking out against vaccinations or questioning them has probably already been vaccinated and had their kid vaccinated once or twice. Now, I'm an unusual case because I woke up and studied homeopathic medicine after I had been vaccinated as a kid. In my generation, we had, what, five or six? We didn't have many. And before we had children, my wife and I, you know, were on the same page. We're like, that's not happening to our kids. But, you know, we're still the very, very small minority, although there are some folks waking up and going, you know what, there might be a better way to go about maturing their immune system than assaulting it and intoxicating it. Again, the discussion is only, it's not a discussion, vaccines are bust. You either do them or you don't. You either love them or you hate them. You're either pro or you're anti. You know, there's no area in between that says, let me analyze each one and make a decision, an informed decision about this. So who's being unreasonable?
Yeah.
The people that are calling for censorship, the people that are calling us names, they're the unreasonable ones. They might have a PhD or MD by their name, but they're not very reasonable.
Yeah, they're not. And that's one of the things that I brought up in that article is the false dichotomy that's created to where you have to be one in one of two groups, right? You got to be in one of two pots. You're either anti-vaccine or pro. And the reality is that the extreme pro and the extreme anti are rare compared to those in the middle that are really neither. They might think a few vaccines are okay, but they're concerned about the number of vaccines, or they might want to just get more research on them before they do the full blown schedule for the CDC. So the majority of people don't fit into either bucket, but we're told that everyone needs to fit in either bucket. You're either pro or anti, and that's the whole problem. Is that false dichotomy that's created, because then those that are in the pro bucket are at war with those that are in the anti bucket. And that's what they want. They want this warfare between the groups, when the reality is there's not really just two groups. There's two small groups, and then there's 95% of the people are in the gray right in between somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's exactly right. That's the way life is, though. I mean, we can have strong perspectives and opinions, but I don't mind engaging in a discussion, a polite discussion, and we could even disagree on some issues, and then we could walk away friends. But in this case, they only want division. They don't want discussion. And once again, the evidence of our victory, which is freedom, is that they're calling now for censorship. It's the last stage. It's the last ditch effort. You know, I guess you could say another level of this would be to start imprisoning parents who don't vaccinate children. And I'm sure that there are some whack-a-moles, whack-a-doodles or whatever at the vaccine religion that might think that's okay. But, you know, right now the calls for censorship are an admission that they've lost the argument. They have no ability to contain it. They call us a media empire.
That's hilarious. And, you know, the reality that people need to understand, those that are listening out there, that maybe you don't have kids or your kids are grown, you got grandkids, and you feel like, well, this doesn't really apply to me that much. And, you know, whew, good thing this doesn't apply to me. It really does, because with Healthy People 2020, the CDC, the World Health Organization, have collaborated on this effort to potentially not only catch up adults that have missed all their boosters, which is everyone listening, no adults have gotten boosters, but to prohibit travel at times from airports between states if you can't show a full vaccination record. And that's the problem. It's not like that they're going to come in and say, hey, we're going to force everyone to get vaccines. That's too obvious. That would just cause an outcry. What they'll do is they'll say, well, you know, for the safety, for the general good, the public good, we're just not going to allow people that don't have full vaccine schedules to fly. Where, you know, you can't fly internationally at first. And then it might be, well, you know, domestic flights, we're concerned about that as well. So unless you have a fully vaccinated record, you can't fly domestically. And then I've even seen it, the checkpoints on the state borders between states. You know, you can't come into Pennsylvania unless you're fully vaccinated. You need to have those records with you. And it's a slippery slope, and it's not something that will happen in 2020. It's something that could be passed in 2020 and rolled out over the next several years incrementally, kind of like the frog boiling in the hot water. And that's the problem, is this incrementalism and the loss of freedom a little bit by a little bit. By the time the next generation comes, they don't realize, they haven't even had a taste of freedom.
Well, and they said I was tilting at windmills, as I've been talking about this, you know, on other grounds, wasn't initially related to vaccination, but I saw how the use of the Social Security number as an identification number, the numbering of people like cattle, a beastly number, that would incrementally be accepted. Initially, it said this will never be used for identification. Even the Privacy Act of 1974, it said that. But now, of course, it's become the de facto national ID, and they want to tie it into biometric through Real ID, and that number also links into your medical records. And your, again, vaccine status as they start passing laws to track all of you. And again, it's not just kids. To your point, PMB absolutely nailing it. Adults, Healthy People 2020, they've got a 2030 framework. And we saw what happened in South America. Was it Argentina? Now I can't even remember which country it is. But they basically said you can't get an ID, a driver's license, or a passport unless you're fully vaccinated, according to the World Health Organization, or in our case, CDC standards. So the idea of being numbered like cattle has a lot of consequences. And the people of America have become the sheeple of the pharmaceutical church. And I've been warning you, and I've been warning you. I'm not here to wag my finger. I know Superdome's going, you're wagging your fingers, RSB. Don't do that. But there's still time to push back on this. But convenience. This is not about convenience. This is about, if not your life, then your children and your grandchildren, what country are they going to live in? A totalitarian dictatorship or a free republic where they can move about the cabin without being medically assaulted by the power, force, and fraud of a formerly servant government, now one that has been owned and controlled by the pharmaceutical church for a lot of decades. And TMB, you and I have been writing about it and lecturing on it, going back to Flexner Report of 1910 forward. This didn't happen overnight.
No, you know, it's incrementalism, and I think that they're kind of pushing up their efforts on the vaccines now. It seems to be progressing faster than I anticipated. But I think that because there's so many people that are questioning vaccines, they're challenging them, that they're kind of speeding up the timeline. So I think that's why it's so important now for people to become educated on vaccines, to question, to call for more studies, and all the things that will get you called a conspiracy kook or a vaccine refusenik or whatever those terms are, the, you know, the ad hominem attacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You got to do it now, because once, you know, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. And once it's out, and once, you know, once they come to a place where it's, you know, mandatory vaccines to travel, it's going to be hard to get that genie back in. And so we've got to speak now while we still have the freedom.
Yeah, and you know, you get the concept of convenience. I know a lot of people are living and having to, you know, part of the growth of government was the destruction of the family unit. Part of the intent via the tax code was to make it you're unable to have one spouse working. Well, there's a man or woman. That's up to you. But you can't do that. You have to have two
family members working. Sometimes now the kids have to work just to pay the cost of government. And so you begin to break down the family unit, and they do so even more overtly in this regard because of attacks on religious liberty here. And it's not just about vaccines, but it's about being numbered like cattle and how many people are standing up against Real ID and all of its implications. Very few. And you're not going to, I don't think, win it on the federal level. You've got to get to the state level and push back because it's another unfunded mandate, unconstitutional usurpation, you know, by ignoring the 10th Amendment, that the power of the states and the people is superior to the federal government when they do things that are not in congruence with the Constitution.
I love those words, usurpation, congruent, man. you know, every time I hear that word usurpation, it makes me think of Brianna. She she memorized the the Declaration of Independence, and in the Declaration it talks about
I'm so impressed by Brianna, and I have been for almost ever since we met her, and she's amazing. And I just wonder if any of her Krav Maga buddies, if they don't like our message, if they were coming after me, I could use these big words. Would they stop, or would that not protect me?
It probably make them think long enough where you can run away.
Run away! Run away! Okay. We're going to run away for a moment. We got a commercial break here, but next week we won't. We're going to be earlier in the day. Next week we'll tell you about how to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but for sure, go to robertscottbell.com. We've got links up to the truth about cancer, the truth about vaccines, also the book that Ty and I wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, remember, y'all, the show is going to be on earlier next week, Monday through Friday. We'll be on noon to 2 Pacific, 3 to 5 Eastern in the afternoon. Monday through Friday, you're going to go to robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com, the Health Ranger, getting the band back together. Mike Adams, Natural News Radio. And we're still going to be live on GCN, our Sunday show, radio broadcast and syndicated. And y'all keep listening however you listen, live or later. We're here for you. Now, TMB, we've got the Asian tour coming up. We've been talking about it since it was being filmed. I mean, you were over there in Asia, and we were doing shows together, which is so exciting. So we got a lot of sneak previews, but we're getting close. You can measure the time in weeks now before the release, I think.
Yeah, about 3 weeks. As a matter of fact, 3 weeks from tonight will be the first episode, so pretty crazy, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, it's exciting. So, once again, folks, you're going to learn about things we've never covered before on the air here, because how many of us have gotten to do broadcasting from Asia, from Thailand, from Philippines, from Japan, you know, Taiwan, all of these places. So what's going to be revealed will be very unique for the Western world. It's like you got a glimpse into it, and the world is ready, I think, Ty.
Oh, I do, too. It's going to be really exciting. I don't know if you've seen some of those sneak peeks, but people are getting pretty pumped about them. And we got about 15 trailers that we just finished up today that we're going to start testing and letting people see to see which ones are the most, you know, the most powerful and impactful. But it's going to be exciting.
All right. Well, we'll get you more plugged into it. We'll get links out to you. Sign up for email alerts. You're going to know about it here as soon as possible. Now, I'm going to give you remedies first, because TMB and me, RSB, we use Echo Water. We use the molecular hydrogen, because hydrogen is one of the most key antioxidants, the first one, in fact, to deal with oxidative stress and also enhance the ability of our body to use other minerals for that purpose. We also have key home cells in our home. PMB has these, one of the really big ones for the large homes. I've got a, what they call a normal size one, the key home cell, and there are ones you can take to your office. There are ones you can have in your pocket, the key me. To what? To help protect you from the harmful EM field disruption that's coming from cell phone towers, coming from your Wi-Fi, and, gosh, now earbuds and apparently hearing aids. There's an elementary school, and I don't know exactly where this is. Let's see, in Ripon,
I don't know where this is. San Joaquin County Elementary School. Okay. They have a cell tower apparently right at or on the school. And they have a cancer cluster. A cancer cluster, I think. Is it now 4 kids diagnosed with tumors? And they're like, the parents are up in arms. They're like, remove this thing. But no, they're getting $2,000 a month from the cell phone companies to have this tower right there. I'm like, do you guys know what this stuff does?
So that's worth it to them? $2,000 a month? What's that? $500 per cancer case at that point?
Yeah.
It's worth it to them. You know, $500 per kid. That's sad. And that's only the beginning. That's only the beginning because as more towers, 5G rollout, EMF, wireless radiation, this is probably the biggest threat on humanity over the next 50 years.
Yeah, and it's an add-on. It's a pile-on to everything that preceded it, whether it be mercury in vaccines or mercury in your mouth, whether it be GMOs, whether it be fluoride in the water, all of these things. It's an additive scenario. It's not just one thing, but that one thing, which one is the straw that breaks the camel's back, that creates the cancer, right? In and of itself, you might be able to tolerate some of it, but know where they're going. These kids are very vulnerable.
Yeah, definitely, and that's the sad thing. And again, it's almost like, don't question this, you know. Don't question the 5G. Don't question the wireless radiation. You can't see it. You know, it's kind of like the vaccines. Don't question them. These are two areas. That's why these are two of the biggest areas that we hit and we talk about. And we research and we do documentaries on it. It's vaccines and cancer because it's almost like those are two areas you can't question. But they're the biggest killers.
Mm-hmm. And there's another story here. This one's Mark Serkis. He published over at LouRockwell.com, and they're referencing the science, the scientific studies. Listen to this. It says, contrary to popular, the impression that most news coverage is given the public, 90% of the 200 existing studies included in the National Institute of Health's PubMed database on the oxidative effects of wireless radiation and its tendency to cause cells to shed electrons, which can lead to cancer and other diseases, have found a significant impact, according to a survey of the scientific literature. So, you know, this is not an argument. This is not a controversy. Y'all take care. Strategize. Get the key home. Get the Echo Water. Do homeopathy. Yep. Reduce your exposure. Reduce your stress. And do Krav Maga with Brianna and Ty Bollinger.
There you go.
Kick Wi-Fi's butt while you're there.
There you go. Kick Wi-Fi in the, you know what.
All right. TMB, great show as well. Big hugs to your whole family. Congratulations again to Brianna. Please tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
Always remember that the power to heal is yours.
Woo. Awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, go kick
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.